There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Open Up Podcast.
I got it.
You are listening to the Open Up Podcast.
Okay. You are listening to the Open Up Podcast.
Hello there, it's Gemma. Yeah, me, Gemma Kearney, talking into a microphone again. I wanted to apologise to your listening ears because it's taken me far too long to do this. I've been very busy doing all sorts of things since I wrote Open the Book. But I'm glad that you subscribed to Open Up way back when, and I hope that you enjoyed the series and spread the message because it ain't easy, you know, getting your stuff out there. So since I made The Sound Odyssey, a BBC Radio 4 programme where we took artists to different parts of the world to make music, you can listen to that again on the Sounds app as well. The Leisure Society, another podcast that I did for Six Music, where I interviewed amazing kind of artists and innovators outside of the studio, which included Goldie in a hot yoga studio instead, Tracy Emin in a shell grotto, all sorts. It's been going off, basically. But going back to Open, it's one of my only independent projects that I kind of run, and it's a bit of my heart, and I do it for myself, which is why it's taken me so long to put this out there. But I recorded two interviews when I was at Glastonbury in Dandelion the Bus. And if you know about Open and Team Open, which you should do, from subscribing to the original podcast, then you know Dandelion is a bright yellow, double-decker, open-top bus that I took around the country and recorded the first series on. Now, Dandelion had a sort of different guise in Glastonbury. She was in the Green Futures field, and we were collectively, a group of us, Team Open, exploring an alternative future. So we held fanzine-making workshops, we had a house band which performed every day, we ran everything off solar power, we had loads of books, like a kind of alternative library, and people came back each day to continue reading. It was so beautiful and fun to invite festival goers onto the bus. We gave out free condoms, free tea. It was awesome. And I mean, I guess you probably got the idea now. I'm quite insatiable when it comes to bringing people together, having a good time. And I decided to record a couple of the conversations that I had on the bus. And you're thinking, what? Like, this is ages ago now. And I know it's pretty unfashionable to take so long to put something out there, isn't it? Yeah, it is. This is way too late. Because this was recorded in June 2017. But this is the first of two amazing conversations that I had in the bus in Dandelion. This is with Songhoi Blues, who are an act. They're a band. And if you don't know about them, find out about them. This is quite different to the rest of the Open Up series. This is just something that I'm throwing your way, some food for thought. Songhoi Blues are an act that I met in Mali a few years ago as part of the Africa Express. They are from Timbuktu. They are a wicked blues band. And there was an extreme Islamist takeover in the north of Mali at the time, of which was pretty intense for musicians because there was a music ban as a result of that. And Songhoi Blues are amazing musicians. So as part of the Africa Express, they were introduced to a lot of different music makers, including Nick Zinner from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Again, if you don't know who these people are, just check them out. It's easy today to be able to just write something down, put it in your phone, have a Google and all the rest of that. But they're worth listening to, these musical references. Anyway, Songhai Blues have since worked with lots of different people, including Nick Zinner, who produced their first album. They've travelled the world making music, and their story I find extraordinary. The rest will be in the rest of this podcast, so the proof is in the pudding, really. But I really wanted to get them down to Dandelion, as I met them in West Africa all those years ago, and I wanted them to see what I'd been up to, and I'm not just a joker. Yeah, sorry, my phone just went off because I'm running late for something. Classic. Anyway, this is independent and freestyle, isn't it? This is like hanging out in my lounge. Here is an Open Up Extra recorded June 2017 at my favourite festival in the world that brings a lot of people together. Songhai Blues from Dandelion, Team Open HQ. Enjoy and make sure that you check them out afterwards. I went on quite a lot, didn't I? Enjoy.
Hashtag Team Open!
It's so nice to see you guys here at Glastonbury, because Glastonbury is my favourite festival in the entire world, and one of my favourite trips in the entire world was going to Mali and watching the Africa Express be made, Maison de Jeune, an album which is seminal, but made in a week, and discovering you guys and the journey since then. So how long since we met in Mali?
4 years.
Seriously?
Yeah. Times passed very quickly. And now we're meeting in Glastonbury. That crazy, yeah.
It's just so nice, so special. And both places, very special places. Have you been to Glastonbury before?
Yes, 2015 we had been here. And, we had played the pyramid stage for 45 minutes. Yeah.
How are you feeling about this kind of like really excitable energy around you? Obviously, you must be proud. But is it overwhelming? Is it unexpected? Because I can't imagine what it must actually feel like. Just, you know, for people to suddenly be like, wow, you know. In some ways, you're still quite a new band.
Yeah, like, luck make us feel how important music are, how important that music we made to bring people together, to make happiness, to create love between peoples. And yeah, we feel very proud and comfortable with it.
So for people that don't know your story, you guys are from Timbuktu. You're incredible musicians. I mean, you can tell from my kind of excitement, because you're going to play as well outside Dandelion, which is my bus. It's going to be an honour. You know, it hasn't always been easy for you guys. And in the north of the country, when I met you, there was a real risk for you to be musicians due to kind of an extremism that was sweeping where you live, where you love, where you're from, which is so full of music. And you know, you were fearful for making music. How is the situation in Mali now?
Yeah, I think the situation in Mali get more and more better for the south, of course. For the north, it's very risky. It's not peaceful. So we hear about Noor and the TV. Since weekend, we're back all the time to see what's happening. It's not safe, but that's fine. I think people can do his job. Extremist guys wasn't not physically, you can see them physically, but sometimes he can make some attentat, so physically you can see them, so that's fine. For the south of Mali, that's a little bit quiet.
So when you are in Mali now, are you in Timbuktu or are you in Bamako or all over?
We are in Bamako. Like we can do nothing in the north, so music is based in south. So we can play music in the south, we can make concert, etc., etc. We can do it in the north. So we still based in Mali, in Bamako, which is the south of Mali. And when we can, we go back for the north to see parents, etc.
One of the things that I am noticing right now, meeting you again after this amount of time, I know we've bumped into each other in a foyer at the BBC, but since hanging out in Mali, is that your English is like phenomenal. Because like, what the absolute hell? I was expecting there to be someone like, you know, translating because I'm so ignorant and can't speak French. I can't believe that like, you're like, this is incredible.
Yeah, you know, it is 3 or 4 years now we travel around the world, England, always in America. So it's normal to speak a little bit English, but we still know our English is very, very bad.
Your English is good.
I think it is French English, because if you speak English, you say, okay, on the French, what is, you translate all sentences on your head after you speak.
Though, not to be controversial, I think that the French language is probably more kind of rounded and nuanced and poetic, so you've got the last laugh if you're creating kind of like English French, then yeah. I guess that makes good music.
Every mix can be good. Every single mix can be beautiful. It's like a curry. It's like people. When you're Métis, you look more beautiful. When it's more spicy and more different kind of spice in the curry, it tastes more good.
To be honest, I know you guys are laughing, but I agree with you.
It's kind of the same in music. More you mix different language and different instrument, more it sounds good.
I mean, you're speaking to somebody of mixed race heritage as well, so I'm going to go with that being, because I often feel, in terms of the music that moves me or the things that I love, like it's always so mixed, because I feel so open to that, like half Scottish, half Jamaican. So again, like two really strong, like known characteristics within, but at the same time, like to have that inside of your soul, I love to be like a curry full of spice, or I, when I go on schools tours, like with this book, right? So I'm talking to people, young people, about living life and saying it's okay to be yourself, it's okay to be an individual. I always call everybody smoothies, because I'm like, there's lots of different ingredients in a smoothie and we're all made up of different stuff, and that is okay. You haven't got to be like anyone else. And I think one of the things that describes it the best, metaphorically, all these things that we're talking about, is music. So to be able to make it, I can only dream of that. I can surround myself in it, but to be able to make it, like how kind of spiritual in a way is that for you, to be able to exude your angst, your pain, your excitement, your hope through sound?
it's something very huge to explain, because you know, when music comes to you, when you are a songwriter, when you first write a melody, like it just come naturally, and the text, the lyrics come through the melody, with the melody naturally. It depends the what you want to talk about. If you find a melody, you will see naturally the lyrics will come with it. And also with the mystic thing with music is like, it's very strange to say that, but it's one of the only thing every single people can feel it. You can maybe prefer reggae than rock or blues than, you know what I mean? But you will love one kind of music and listen to one artist in your whole life. Someone will make your life better musically. Yeah, that is one of the way music is very mystic. And the other thing is, you don't need to be like blind. Even if you are blind, even if you are, you don't use all the your physical capacity or your mental, your spiritual capacity, you still can write music.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I saw a documentary about a guy from UK. He's a doctor, like therapy doctor, and it's one piano player. He used to play a piano, and like something happened. He'd been the doctor for 1 week. He didn't know who he is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He can remind himself. He can even remind his name. He can even remind the name of his wife. But he do remind every single song he used to play since he was little. That is one of the mystic way of music. The other way is, when you play music now, if a little baby of 4 months or 5 months baby is next to you, he will definitely move with music. No one tell him how to move with music.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So part of my team Open, that are here at Glastonbury, they're like my best friends, because my best friends inspire me more than anything. They're artists, they're creators, they're influencers, you know, they're all sorts of people. And my friend Jess, she's a theatre maker, and she's 7 months pregnant, and she's here with us, and it's just so nice to know that her little girl and her tummy, baby Sunbar, is like hearing like these rhythms as she walks around the festival and feeling this kind of like real genuine, like, it's, you know, and it's hippie, and it's hard to get if you're listening to this as a podcast, but like when you're here, it's there is something very special and unique about Glastonbury, and it's genuinely healing, and it's genuinely gives you hope and excitement about life as in general. I think Glastonbury has that, so it makes a lot of sense that you guys are doing such a big slot as well, because you can bring that because you believe in it, you believe in music. I mean, how have you felt though since becoming a bigger act, traveling more, you know, becoming like a proper rock band? Like, have you noticed that your style of music has changed? That has your like your the way that you portray your image changed? Like, what's changed since Bamako, when you met Nick?
Yeah, I think it's normally to have some change in our life, in our music. It's because it's 4 years now from now to discover new places, to meet new people, to speak with different people. And I think we have all this experience since 4 years to influence our kind of reflection, our mentality, so you can see in our lyrics all these influences, all this experience, who can change a little bit our music. But is we try to have one food, one side in the traditional, and have one side in open experience. You know, it is this experience, this change we can see in our life since Bamako.
And speak English is one of the big changes, well.
I can't believe it. I can't, literally, because it was Mark who was like translating for us. And I was so excited about you guys because I love the music and like the vibe, and I'd be like, hey, like, it's just like, it's so cool.
Now we don't need anyone else to translate.
It's so good. It means I need to learn another language in 4 years.
You don't need to learn Bambara or Songwe. So. Yeah. Which language did you learn when you went to Bamako?
That's a good point. Yeah. I think maybe like I spoke to a lot of people that are French, but I need to learn Bangara. What was it?
Bambara.
Yeah. So I must have learned some. I remember that day we went to that island, Alfakatore's island. Salif Keita. Yeah. My goodness, that was the most incredible day. Mm-hmm. And I saw his crocodiles. Yeah. I was just like, I didn't believe everyone there. Like, yeah, the crocodile's down there. I was like, whatever. And then as they were getting closer, I was like, are you serious? Like, is a crocodile going to just come out and like bite me? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I mean, for me, like from East London, you meet crocodiles in human form, but you don't meet like real ones. You know what I mean? Oh my God. Yeah, it's really amazing to speak to you. And I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the collaborators. So where's your relationship at with Nick Zinna? Because I remember him like being like the skinny goth boy in the corner, who was obviously, he's a genius, but like couldn't speak the same language as you, wilting in the heat, you know, and he wanted to work with you on that track, on Sabor. And like, where are you at now? Like, what's your connection like these days?
We still have a connection, a good connection. We're still sharing a good energy with this guy. So this guy mean everything for us, like Damon Alba, like all of Africa Express team. You know, they made our life, the life we're living right now. So every single time we go to New York, we hang out with him, we get some advice from him. Like, we always chat with him online on Facebook, or email or stuff. Yeah.
Have you listened to like loads of Yeah Yeah Yeahs now?
Yeah, a couple of. Yeah. Yeah. We listen to everything. Yeah. Every single.
I think last time we saw Nick Zenet was last March in New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Because Karen O is like, you know, one of my, as you can probably imagine, just, you know, one of my gods. It's like being able to experience that energy as a female as well, to see someone so kind of just expressive. It's important to see expressive performance. And that's another thing that I think that you guys have so uniquely, like, you just get everyone dancing. Yeah. And there's a lot of bands that don't get people dancing.
It's exactly the way we want to see this life go through, you know, everyone happy, everyone jumping, everyone like enjoying life. It's why we feel more life when we are on stage than a studio. If you want to see a proper Songhe Blues, you have to see them on stage. Yeah.
Like, it's almost like steam comes off of you. I saw you in Dawson, and like, it's like the energy, it's just like, makes you...
On trance, like, it's exactly the moment we share that good energy with people in front of us. You know, when someone is happy in front of you, you can tell. When someone is not happy, you can tell as well. So when you see the crowd moving, and you try always to build that energy all the way through the gig.
Have you done any gigs in the Caribbean?
Not yet.
You've got to do a gig in the Caribbean.
We will.
I'm coming. Because I made a documentary last year about how music travels between Caribbean islands, and like not the obvious ones, because obviously like all around the world, everyone talks about Jamaican music, or maybe like Calypso just about. But when you actually go and see the migration of music and like how it travels back to Africa, particularly West Africa, amongst certain countries, and then becomes something different, particularly generationally. So, you know, you were talking about you always want to have one foot still in, you know, Malian folkloric traditional music, because it is the most intensely rich music on the planet, so understandably, and then another foot into being young, having fun, being globalized, sharing sound and sharing experience. And that is so interesting, again, in the Caribbean. And again, when you trace that back to an African beat, so like in Guadeloupe, there's 7 traditional drum beats that are called guaca. And they are like, all of the elders make sure that even though they're like, their grandsons want to go and dance to dance hall, and you know, because it's fun, they're just like, you must know the 7 drum beats, and if you ever fuse them, you just need to remember what the traditional ones are. And it's traditional to Guadeloupean people who were mixtures of tribes, so they collectively, when the slaves came over, collectively created those beats that were traditional for their new sound as new people that had to mix together, you know, out of force. And it's just incredible. So, you know, like, this doesn't stop. This, you know, this sharing, this, and it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's not an Africa thing, it's not a Caribbean thing, it's not a Glastonbury thing, it's not a rock and roll thing, it's like a world thing, you know? And that's a now thing. That's why, like, I'm really glad that you came to have this conversation with me. So, and for me to just say howdy, salute, and keep on doing it, because it's inspiring for everybody, and it's an honour for us to tell people your story and your message in the way that it should be. So thank you. Team Open! Yeah, I'm Dandelion on my bus. Oh yeah. So you're gonna play a little song outside? Go on, go on. We got a guitar for you. Yes, yes. Remember to rate and review us and to subscribe to Open Up. Share the love. Tell your mates about it too.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.